We are learning Masech Zivam Vistav Kuf Yud Tesam Beis, and we're beginning six lines from the top with two dots. It said in our Mishnah that if someone is married, Reuven is married to two wives, and he and one of the wives go to Dinas Hayam, and she stays here, her husband dies, she cannot get remarried, and she can't do Yibum, because maybe on the tzad that the Tzara had a baby, so then she can't do Yibum. On the tzad, she didn't have a baby, she's also a shuk, and we don't know, therefore, loy tenos, loy tesiyavim, this is a Mishnah. Zok tomorrow, Rektor HaKash, v'lo ilum, forever? Like, what's the problem? Do chalitza, one of shach is good. Do chalitza, then one of shach, if she's chayiv in Yibum, she did chalitza. If she's not chayiv in Yibum, she doesn't need chalitza. So, what?
When will she do chalitza?
After 3 months, I do chalitza. Why does she do chalitza for 3 months? What? No, we'll see in a second. But that's more cash. Do chalitza. We're going to talk about it in a second. Amaziri, you're right. La'atzma shloish chadashim. For herself, would be enough after 3 months. Because after 3 months, she knows if she's pregnant or not. And then, if she's pregnant, then you don't do chalitza. If she is, if she's not, then you do chalitza. But l'charvata, you have to give it tisha v'chalitza z'man of shach. You have to give it 9 months, then you can do chalitza z'man of shach. What's pshat 9 months? Because after 9 months, z'man of shach. If she had a baby, so then, you need 9 months in order for the baby to pater her l'shuk. Because halacha is that a vlad does not pater ad sheyotze la'aveh oilam, until it's born. So if after 9 months, if there was a baby, the baby was born. If not, you'd be chayav v'chalitza, you do chalitza. So you have to wait 9 months. But so what it means in our Mishnah, it means wait 9 months until you do chalitza. That's what our Mishnah means. It means 9 months. Now, when do you do chalitza? Avadi can't get married after 9 months. Maybe you can do chalitza for 9 months, because on the tzad that she has a baby, so you can't get married after 9 months. But why can't you do chalitza for 9 months? So it's actually a stira in Lashonus and Rashi if you could do chalitza before or not. But Rashi, I want in the Maschil, Lechavatos Maschil, you can do chalitza before, you just can't get married after 9 months. And Rashi, the Maschil, Tachloit says, you dafka after 9 months. The Rashash talks about it here. But upon him, either way, after 9 months, you get remarried. That's Ziri's shot. Rabbi Chanina Amar, La'atzma really shloish shall be enough, 3 months. But L'chavrata la'olam, you have to wait la'olam until you find out what happened to her. Frank the Gemara, why? V'tach la'atzma manav shach. Let her do chalitza either way. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why not. Abai ba'avim, Rabbi Chanina ba'avim, Amri tavao, gzeiro shema yiyu vlad ben kayama. Maybe it'll turn out, she'll do chalitza, but it'll turn out really, the Tzara had a baby. And turns out the chalitza here was not a chalitza, and you mutal shuk without the chalitza. But nimtza the matzricha kruz lekahuna. You're gonna have to announce, by the way, that she is mutal lekayin, and the chalitza was nothing. Break the gemara of a litzricha, big deal. She wants to get remarried. She'd rather get remarried, and big deal. If it turns out that the tzara had a baby, you'll make a call out litzricha. So I'm going, no, you can't do that. Why? Duma ikadav v'chalitza. Maybe someone will know about the chalitza. V'lei hava b'hakraza will not be by the akraza. V'amru, they'll say, kasharu chalutza l'kayin. You're allowed a chalutza to l'kayin. They're not going to hear about the akraza. And therefore, we don't want this to happen because of that chash. It's a very interesting gemara. I think it has to do with, because chalutza l'kayin is the rabbanon. And people might not believe in it. If you allow this lady to marry a kohen eventually, you say, oh, I saw a chalutza. And that's the comfort thing people would say, the chalutza is mutta. And then that could be about a chraza. Therefore, we did not allow her to do this chalitza misafik until we know for sure what the story is. What? Right. So that's I think the farshim asked of a different place, and they say, she's not going to believe in that. She wouldn't believe in that. We told the Asakuna she won't believe in that because, what do you mean? I'm not. Right, yeah, but there was a fake chalitza because the baby was born. So, a person doesn't believe somebody is not true. That tikkun wouldn't work. That's they speak out. They're saying that the tikkun would not work. Since it's not true, so then you couldn't even ask lakuna. That's they speak out there. Akaponim, this is what the Gemara said. The reason why you can't do chalitza is possible because matzricha chruz. Interesting pshat, which we're passing like actually. So Gemara is dropping a raya now. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah in the last parak. Tanan. The guy, she walks in, she was b'chazaka that she was chayiv in Yibum. Okay? She comes back with Dinas Yam, says her husband died. Really, she could do Yibum. And she get remarried. She does Yibum, and she doesn't have her husband's not a brother, she get remarried. She's believed. But she walks in and says, I had something on. Neatly bent. She says, I had a child also with Dinas Yam. Va'omran, she says, Meis b'ni, first the son died, v'achar b'bali, and afterwards the husband. Ne'mana, she's believed, because she's staying with the status quo. But then, if she says, Meis b'ali, v'achar b'ni, and a matchai v'yibum, ain't in the menes. But, v'choshin l'devra, v'chilet z'otoyim s'yavemes. According to her words, she needs nothing. She goes l'shuk, because the b'ni was alive, v'shas the husband died. But since the status quo is connected that, so we don't believe her, so therefore she needs chalitza kaponim. She can't do yibum because she's shavi nafsha chadicha l'surah, but she needs chalitza. So feiting marakasha, that here we're crying chalitza, why aren't we chayishish v'leichash dumu osi edim, edim will come, v'amikatik amra, will support her, confirm her edus, and that the ben was nifta afterwards, and it turns out she does not need chalitza. Here's a case of a suffix, and we are acquiring chalitza. So why don't we say that we're worried that we're going to have to matzvicha kruza kuna? Amra papa, you're right. And here we have a grusha. The only time this works is that she's a grusha already anyway. She anyway pasul kuna. That's wamshat. Rav Chibra b'nei Rav Huna amar, ba'amra niva hu nachbenu b'mara. He says that me and my husband were hiding out in the ma'ara, and there was no way there's Edom there, therefore we're not choshes to ever have to come to a time when Matzricha cruz the Kuda. Why? Because no one knew about it. There will be no Edom will ever know who died first, and it's only based on her words, and therefore we do a chaletz of Lavis of MS, and we're not worried about Matzricha cruz because there's never a chance to Edom to come. So two truths to be the grusha of that, but really, Taka, we are worried about this idea of Matzricha cruz the Kuda. According to Rav Chanina in our Mishnah, if someone's tzara goes to this young with the husband, loy tenaso et tisiavim until she knows exactly what happened with the tzara. Why? Because you can't do yibum, because maybe she had a baby. You can't do chalitza. Maybe that she because I can't do chalitza and do manav shach, because maybe on the side she had a baby, you did chalitza and you have to matricha cross lakuna. So the next Mishnah. Shtei yevamos. We have two yevamos married to two brothers. We have Reuven and Shimon married to two separate ladies, Bracha and Rachel. Reuven and Shimon married to Bracha and Rachel. Shtei yevamos. And they both say, Zuhamaris meis ba'al. Zuhamaris meis ba'al. You say, my husband died. Now remember, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. So there's technically a chiv and yibum. So Zuha sur pre ba'al shal zu, but Zuha sur pre ba'al shal zu. Let's make it simple. Let's take the Rachel walks in, okay? Rachel's married to Reuven and Rachel married to Shimon. Rachel walks in and says, my husband died. So we tell him, okay, great. We believe you. Now you have to yibum. So the halach is, she is usher until she gets chalitza yibum from Shimon. The other lady is saying that Shimon died. That's not believe Yavah you. Why not? Because Bracha's edus on her husband Shimon is not Nemon to Rachel. Why? Because that's a sister-in-law, which we said in last Mishnah. It's one of the five Nashim, in the last parak, one of the five Nashim not believed is your sister-in-law. Your husband's brother's wife is called a sister-in-law, Evam we call her. Why is she also? Because she might become a tzara. Therefore, she is not believed to you. So here, when you said that your husband died, you still asked her because Shimon's still alive. You got to prove Shimon's dead. And both of them are like that because they both believe the husband died, but they're both worried. They both have problem of Yibum, else the other brother. Let's say, that's the first case. Klar Mashi? Zu asur brei ba'al shal zu, b'zu asur brei zu. Let's say, zu eidim, zu ein eidim. Let's say, Rachel comes in with eidim that her husband died, and Bracha just says that her husband died. So es yeshla eidim, which is Rachel's asura. She's also because she has no proof that Shimon's dead. But she'ela eidim uteres. But Bracha will be muta. Why? Because she's believed her husband's died, and we have eidim that Reuven died. A similar case. Let's say one of them have children, one of them don't have children. Let's say in this case Bracha has children and Rachel does not have children. Es yeshla banim, which is Bracha muteres, because she believed her husband died and she doesn't have chiv yibum. Which is Rachel, Asura, she's also. Now, both these cases are really simple. They're pashut. They may be hard for us because we don't have good charts, but it's a very simple case. So, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So, Taish asks the Kasha, Taish is also S. Taimalari, my Kamash Malon. What's the chiddush? Of course, what is Edom? Yeah, very simple. Forget the math. So, he says, the Kamash Malon, you're not going to ask her one or to the other one. That's the chiddush. The last case is Nisyavmu. Let's say, there was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Okay, Reuven and Shimon they both married to Brachel and Rachel, and they both come in and say, my husband died. And they allowed to Yehuda, by the way. Levi, Yehuda, right here. One does Yehuda to Levi, one does to Yehuda. Okay? And see, then Levi and Yehuda died. Now they're both usher again, because maybe Reuven copy both, and Reuven and Shimon are still alive. Nisiyavmu, Hayyavam, and Shuzan, it's still usher, and Rabbi Lazar, since they were mutter to the Yivamim, they married actually Levi and Yehuda, they went ahead with the Edus and actually did a Yibum, that's better. We'll see tomorrow what the reason would be, but they went ahead and did Yibum. We'll see tomorrow why it would be better. L'chairis, still you have to come into the edus of each other for Reuven and Shimon. Is he asking? Still come into the edus, yeah. Right, right. And Reuven might be allowed to copy the other one, yeah. Reuven and Shimon might be allowed to copy each one, yeah. But here, somehow, since it's in a mice of doing Yibum Levi Yehuda, it's better. It's more certified that the husband's actually died. He let him do Yibum. So we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. The Gemara has two stars in Rabbi Loza. We're not going to do that today, we'll do that tomorrow, Mr. Shem. But let's see the one Gemara, yeah? It says, Tana, Luzu Edim Ubanim. One of them have Edim Ubanim. So it means one of them have Edim and children. For example, let's say we said it was Rachel who had Edim that Reuven died, and she has children. Velezu, and then Bracha to Shimon, Loi Edim, has no Edim that Shimon died, just her word. Leban, no children. Shteim Uteres, both are Mutter. Why? Very simple. Rachel's Mutter, because even though we don't believe that Shimon died, but she has children. And Bracha is Mutter, because we have Edim that Reuven died. So that's why it's very simple. Now, the next Gemara will be going in Rav Elazar, and Yetzir Shem, on tomorrow's Shir, we'll continue with Pshat in Rav Elazar, who argues on the Tanakhama, holds by Nisiavmu, will be Mutares, leaving off saying.